Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is 7:23 at WCCO. And Dave Hutchinson has been elected sheriff here in Hennepin County. Good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Sheriff-elect.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan of your show, actually.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And am I the only guy that calls you Sheriff Hutchinson, or is it going to be Sheriff Hutch from now on?
Well, people keep asking me. You can call me whatever you want.
A couple of things. Here you go, Dave. You got to get everything ready. Is your transition team ready to take over?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have some heavy hitters, some ex-chiefs of some cities in Hennepin County, and then probably the couple of the biggest and brightest names in local politics are going to come help. And we have our legal team all set up, ready to go. So my attention now is just on the sheriff's office and how we can get back to serving the folks of Hennepin County. And all the other stuff, we're just going to let our other staff deal with. And you know, we have a long road ahead of us, but we're excited and ready to rock.
Well, you've been doing this for a while and certainly have worked in the poorest and most forgotten neighborhoods of Hennepin County. What are the priorities right now?
Priorities are going to be reevaluate how we deal with ICE. I think that gets people a little nervous, but it's just kind of the fact that, you know, the sheriff's office needs to be separated from ICE. They have their job. We have our job. We're not going to do their job necessarily, just like they don't do our job. We're going to help make sure immigrants are of all types are comfortable coming to the police, because that's our job, to make people feel safe regardless of who they are. And then do a better job with dealing with people suffering from mental health crisis. And of course, you know, get a better handle on the opiate crisis. And, you know, the heroin epidemic is, you know, really touching our communities, and especially our, you know, Native communities. When you talk about the wall there with all the encampment, those people are suffering. And our job is to help those people, not just jail them and forget about them.
Well, and your backgrounds, you got through school. You had to kind of work your way through this whole thing, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's you know, this election was tough. I mean, we did it with a lot less money than the other guy, and but we had volunteers help. We had hundreds of volunteers, and you know, they won the election. I was just kind of at the helm. But I tell you what, volunteers and boots on the ground is more effective than money in politics these days.
Any contact from the previous sheriff, Sheriff Stanek? Has he contacted you yet?
Yeah, he emailed me yesterday, and we haven't talked yet, but I think we plan on it. But I think we have a lot of stuff to work out. I hope the transition's smooth, but you know, we're ready regardless of what he does. So we're just, you know, I'm just excited, and you know, we're getting everything in place. And you know, I think the most important thing is, again, no matter what the transition is, we're going to be ready to lead the, you know, the biggest, most you know, the best sheriff's department in the state, and we'll be ready. You know, like I said, everybody needs help, and I got the right help coming, and we're all confident.
Dave, we had a news story on it today that we don't know if Sheriff Stanek will ask for a recount or not. Have you gotten any indication on that?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I've just been reached out to from, you know, a big law firm locally, but they're actually a multinational law firm. And if it gets to that, we're going to they've offered their services, and they're probably one of the best probably nation, maybe even internationally. With this type of stuff. And again, my focus is on the January 8th. And so my legal team and my transition team's focus is going to be on that. But, you know, I can't lose my focus, because this is a big job ahead of me. And, you know, 1.4 million people's safety and security are going to be in my hands in a few weeks here. And that's what I'm worried about, this stuff from, you know, the game from now until then. Luckily, I've been reached out to from this law firm, and again, some very powerful people in local politics, and they're going to take care of all that for me, because it's just leading the sheriff's department is going to be a lot of work. So I think I'm grateful for all these people coming out to help me.
And your dad was a police officer, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. He was a police officer down in Burnsville for about 29 years, and then he worked part-time for a little city out in Washington County, Bayport. He was an investigator out there, but he's also been in teaching rookies at the Skills Center, which is like the state academy. He did that for 20 years, so he's finally retired, but he still works a little bit with this crisis intervention training. He does a lot of that, so he just can't get out of the public service sector, I guess.
You put that Harley away for the winter yet?
Oh yeah, it's in the garage already. I got to put the charger on. It's about the only thing. And then I have a 1978 Chevy C10 lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put that up on jacks, and that's always sad when you have to do that, because means that we have what, 4 months of long winter ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm in the process of the same thing, so I know what doing right there. Hey, Sheriff Elect, congratulations to you. It was a heck of an election, and I'm sure a lot of stress, but away we go. And I know we'll stay in touch with you, but I thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on, sir, and I appreciate it. And have a great day.
You too. That is the sheriff-elect here in Hennepin County, Dave Hutchinson, is who mentioned it. He's got a big job, and that starts really soon here. Hard to believe we're at 728 right now at WCCO. Susan's got traffic and weather. That's up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.